Good morning, LBCF family. My name is Gina Reeves, and I am one of the elders here at LBCF. I first came to this church when my boyfriend, Paul Reeves, brought me here in the year 2000. You know, just yesterday. I was fresh out of college and had not grown up in this area or in this particular kind of faith community. There were things about LBCF that made me uncomfortable because they were so different than what I was accustomed to, specifically the speaking in tongues part. But I immediately felt welcome thanks to Harold Richardson. For those of you who don't know him, he was one of the main greeters. And his kiss on the cheek and extremely close to your face greeting every week. Over time, I began to trust the people here. It was not long after that that Paul and I made this our church officially and got married. This church body, this family, has seen us through seasons of great joy and sorrow. Paul and I have received prayer and counsel during seasons of challenge and uncertainty with our jobs, our marriage, our children, our health. In many ways, I have grown up in this church, coming here at age 21 and now raising my family 20 years later. Paul and I consider LBCF our family. It was our family when Doug and Valerie Richardson were pastors. It has been our family while Brandon and Rebecca have been pastoring, and it will remain our family in this next iteration of leadership. We have sowed deeply of our time, money, and talents, and have reaped exponentially more than we have ever sown, particularly in our darkest times. Part of the legacy that we desire to leave for our three girls is one of sincere community. And you are part of that legacy, the gift of community. Our desire and that of the elders is that this time of change would deepen and strengthen this community, this family, as we continue to seek to live and love like Jesus in a new season. I'd like to invite you to ask yourself if this is something you want as well. And if so, how will you tangibly make this community your family? As you may know, we recently added two new elders, Catherine Morrell and Samantha Eilenfelt. In addition, after serving on the elder board for the last 9+ years and serving as board president for the past 2 years, Emily Nance has made a decision to step down as an elder. We are so grateful for the contributions she has made to this community and for the ways she has served for nearly a decade. While we are sad to see her go, her leaving helps to right-size us toward the goal of a more independent board where there are no married couples and no staff on the board. I would also like to provide a financial update this morning. As most of you are likely aware, we are a generous community and also hold the responsibility to steward the gifts that have been given to us. Our church budget operates on a fiscal year that ends on June 30th. As such, as of the end of January, we have the results from the first 7 months of the fiscal year. That might be confusing because it's not a calendar year, but July 1st to January 31st, 7 months. Based on these first 7 months, our total offerings and gifts were about $360,000. This averages out to monthly income of approximately $51,000. As you can see on the right, in the orange, total expenses were $398,000 for those 7 months, and this averages out to monthly expenses of approximately $57,000. As such, we are using money from our savings at the rate of approximately $6,000 a month right now. At this rate, our savings would be completely depleted in 15 months. You may recall that we made budget cuts this year, and I am happy to report that we are within our budget on the expense side. However, our income is lower than budgeted by approximately $8,500 a month. As we begin to work on next year's budget, we will take our actual level of giving into account and budget accordingly. Please pray with us as we make choices that allow us to live within our income. The survey from the consultant that we hired, N.L. Moore, will be going out via email on March 8th, which is 1 week from today, so be sure to check your email. There's a 2-week period that the survey will be open. The deadline to complete it is March 22nd. Please, please, please complete it. We value as many people's feedback as possible. No matter if you've gone here a short time or a long time, we value your feedback. The information you provide is completely anonymous, so please be as honest as you can. Once the survey is completed and the consultant makes recommendations based on its results, the elders will be in a process to discern what structure of leadership is best for our community in this next season. Pastor Brandon has worked hard to dismantle the culture of super pastor here, and the triad of leadership he has established between himself, Pastor Barb, and Pastor JC puts us in a strong position moving forward. As such, I want to invite the elders forward to pray over and bless Barb and JC to continue leading the community as co-pastors during this interim transition period and time of discernment. And lastly, if you consider LBCF to be your home, the elders are urging you to continue to lean in during this time of transition and to continue to give. Give of your time, your honest feedback, your prayers, and your financial resources. Thank you. So elders, if you would come up, and Barb and JC. Lord, we just thank you so much for Barb and JC and just the mantle of shepherding and pastoring this community that they have been serving as for years now. And just as we step into this new season, I just pray that they would feel equipped. They would feel seen by you as they then see those in our community. Lord, I just pray that your spirit would just breathe life into them, that your voice would speak those words of their adoption to them in a season that's exciting but is hard and it's heavy. And so I just feel a desire to pray that not only would this yoke feel light to them, but then as they move forward into it, that they would just give an example of asking for help, of reaching out, of listening, just continuing to do what they do well, which is to be part of shepherding and pastoring and empowering our community. So I just pray a special blessing as the elders send them forth to this new time to do this together, that there would just be supernatural cooperation and just even all the ways that they have worked together and it's been good, just that there would be even more of a synergy that they would experience during this time.
Father, thank you for the gift that they are to this body. And I just pray that you just give them a dose of your Holy Spirit, that you pour out your goodness, your mercy, and your wisdom for this coming season, and just fill them with an intimate knowledge of you and a closeness. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.